This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. Your host is Wayne Allyn Root, and Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I am given this great gift to speak on dozens and dozens of radio stations and speak to millions of people across the entire country from sea to shining sea. You can always reach me by sending me an email, Lee Elsie Radio, a lot of E's, L-E-E-E-L-C-I Radio at gmail.com, and I do my best to get back to each and every one of you. Let's start by talking about the 60-minute interview on Sunday night. Now, if you missed it, let me fill you in on what actually happened. So Trump got in front of Leslie Stahl, and round they went. And I have to be honest with you, completely honest. And maybe a lot of you out there will disagree with me, and that's fine. I thought that the questions given to the president by Leslie Stahl were fair. And I thought the president overreacted by getting up and walking out. Now, I'm sure the majority of people out there listening right now don't agree with me on that. But in watching it, I would have preferred that Donald Trump just sit there and make the best out of it. Whatever time he promised 60 minutes, he should have gave it to him. And even though in the past there are certainly instances where media outlets have been very kind to Vice President Joe Biden or former Vice President Joe Biden and less kind to the president, but in the case on Sunday night, I thought the folks asking the questions of both Donald Trump, Pence, Harris, and Joe Biden were fair in the questions that they asked. Now, history would dictate that Trump gets asked much harder questions, much more difficult to answer, but he's the president. And you've got to answer these questions that are thrown in front of you. If you're going to do an interview like that, you got to be ready for it all. So I was a little disappointed that he got up and walked out. Now, that's part one. So I'm slightly disappointed. I thought Pence did a fine job, a typical Pence response, and Pence going out protecting the president after he walked out. Again, it shows the loyalty of Mike Pence to the president, so I thought what Mike brought to the table was solid. But I want to spend a little time talking about the conversation that Joe Biden had and then Kamala Harris had with 60 Minutes. Now, first, Joe Biden was asked a few questions, and he stumbled and he bumbled around some of that stuff. He was better than he normally is, better than he is on the campaign trail, but still, you can see the age is catching up to Joe Biden and the answers aren't so quick off the tongue. But if you didn't see this 60-minute interview and you haven't heard about it, then you don't know until now that Joe Biden intends to pack the court with more Supreme Court justices if, in fact, he's elected president. They asked him a question point blank. His answer was, yes, it is a live ball. That topic is live, meaning that, yes, they will have a discussion. He said he's going to create some kind of quote-unquote bipartisan commission to look into that, which is code for, yeah, we're going to pack the courts. You guys have an advantage in the Supreme Court right now. We can't let that stand. So if I become president, I will put in as many Supreme Court justices as the American people can actually stomach. So get ready for that. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Gang of Four, they're all about it. There was an article came out yesterday that the Gang of Four, they want to expand the court. Squad tweets out, outrage. over the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett. And we know now, and we're pretty secure in the knowing of this, that it is the Gang of Four, the squad that actually control the show behind the scenes as it pertains to Smoke and Joe Biden. A lot of the decisions that will be made in the Oval Office will have to be run through Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, and the rest of the squad. And yeah, Kamala Harris as well. But make no mistake about it. Biden could not hide from that question any longer. He tried. Right? The first time he was asked that question, he deflected. Next time he denied. Then he deflected again. Finally. He was pressed to the point where he had to answer it, and he answered it. So you will get an increase in the number of Supreme Court justices if the Democrats win. And think about what that means. That means 150 years of tradition, 150 years of doing a thing in a certain way, and the Democrats find themselves on the short end of the stick after 150 years. And instead of trying to navigate around that obstacle, they're going to blow the obstacle up and do it their own way. Take their ball and go home, I guess, is a better way to say it. Part two, or technically part four of that interview, was Kamala Harris. And, you know, I have to admit, and I'm sitting there watching this thing, and I'm watching Kamala Harris, and I'm watching her getting straightforward questions about socialism and being an extreme liberal, having an extreme liberal voting record. And the way she answered that stuff was remarkably concerning to me. Remarkably concerning. So I want to play you a little bit of audio here having to do with the question to Kamala Harris from 60 Minutes. About President Trump being a racist.
Campaign trail. President Trump has attacked you frequently. He's called you a monster. He said you're nasty and it would be an insult to our country if you became the first female president. Do you see this as just the rough and tumble of politics, or do you view those attacks against you as racist?
Well, this is not the first time in my life I've been called names. And it, you know, it was predictable, sadly.
Do you think the president is racist?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do. You can look at a pattern that goes back to him questioning the identity of the first black president of the United States.
All right, let me stop and go with some of these comments. First of all, the response from her and the odd way she cackles and giggles after being asked a question that sort of puts her in a box, and we'll get to that in a second because she was asked a different question, and I want to play that audio too. But the strange mannerisms, as if she's being interrogated and trying to figure out the best way to answer it without implicating herself. But sticking with this for now. So there were a lot of questions, and still a lot of people don't believe Barack Obama was born in this country. So that wasn't something that was just a Trump thing. There was a huge contingent of folks in this country, and still, I'm sure there are a lot, who don't believe that he should have been the president because they believe he was born in another country. So I don't think that is a racist statement, saying that Trump believed that, you know, his claim to the presidency is one that is riddled with a lot of questions. I don't see how that's a black or white thing, but let's continue.
You can look at Charlottesville when there were peaceful protesters and on the other side, neo-Nazis.
So that's the play that the left continues to go back to and over again, talking about Charlottesville and what Trump said. And you all know it. Trump was referring to the people who went to this march who didn't want these statues to be torn down. He wasn't in favor of the neo-Nazis. It's a complete lie. And they keep saying it over and over and over again.
And he talks about fine people on either side, calling Mexicans rapists and criminals.
He called criminals coming from Mexico, rapists and criminals. He wasn't talking about everyone who came to this country. It's completely disingenuous and completely unfair.
His first order of business was to institute a Muslim ban? It all speaks for itself.
I don't think it speaks for itself, Kamala. I don't think it speaks for itself. I think you're twisting these facts to fit a narrative. Again, once again, that's what's happening. All right, so now let me go to a couple of different instances in the question and answer on 60 Minutes with Kamala Harris. And if this doesn't give you cause for concern, I don't know what will, but just facial expressions. I know you can't see it on the radio, but if you haven't seen the actual interview, do yourself a favor and Google it and watch it from start to finish, because it's upsetting. Her mannerisms aren't normal.
You're very different in the policies that you've supported in the past. You're considered the most liberal United States senator.
Somebody said that, and it actually was Mike Pence on the debate stage.
Wrong.
Well, actually, the nonpartisan GovTrack has rated you as the most liberal senator.
The look on her face right now, honestly, is how dare you ask me this question? How dare you ask me this question on national TV?
You supported the Green New Deal. You supported Medicare for All. You supported legalizing marijuana. Joe Biden doesn't support those things. So are you going to bring the policies, those progressive policies that you supported as senator, into a Biden administration?
What I will do, and I promise you this, and this is what Joe wants me to do, this was part of our deal.
Such a
I will always
crap.
Share with him
crap.
My lived experience as it relates to...
I can't listen anymore. I can't. She's such a liar. Man, so bad. All right, listen, I got to take a break. My name is Lee Elsie. Thanks for listening. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. This is the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. One voice can make a big difference, but uniting thousands of voices together, all of us with one loud voice, that can change history. Join the Patriot Party for a huge MAGA rally, October 16th and 17th at the beautiful Scottsdale Plaza Resort in Scottsdale, Arizona. At the Rise Up Revolution Party and Rally, we will educate and empower fellow patriots who have answered the call to action. We're moving the needle to win Trump 2020. I'll be the MC introducing Grammy Award winning singer Ricky Revel, and an amazing lineup of speakers including Sheriff Joe Arpaio, General Flynn's sister Barbara Flynn, Congressman Jay Lawrence, Dr. Keith Rose, Gene Ho, Juanita Broderick, and Brandon Darby. Plus, a huge Trump vehicle parade including the Trump Train campaign bus, Cowboys for Trump, and Bikers for Trump. Rise up now! Purchase your tickets or become a sponsor. Call 603-519-1401. 603-519-1401 or go to thepatriotparty.rocks. That's thepatriotparty.rocks. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. more proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Cornerstone Asset Metals. You know what gold and silver have done, the run they've been on since January, and it's going to continue. Everyone I know, the sponsor I know, Cambridge. Right, he's been on the show so many times to tell you that gold and silver are just in the beginnings of a magical period. You want to buy gold and silver, you have to protect your income, you have to protect your assets, you have to protect your retirement. Buy it with Cornerstone Asset Metals. So many of my friends called me in the last 2 weeks, not even fans of the show, friends called me and said, Wayne, where do I buy my gold? And I gave them the name of the CEO at Cornerstone Asset Metals, and they called and said, Wayne Root sent me, and he's a great friend of mine, and a couple of them bought over $100,000 worth of gold and silver. And this is just the beginning of a massive gold and silver bull run. No promises in life, no guarantees, but to me it looks like the greatest ever. And I own a ton of gold and silver, and I always will, because God forbid the dollar goes down to almost zero or zero. I always want to be prepared, and, you know, the dollar could go to zero, dollar could go down 800%, and gold would go up 800%, you'd hang in there, you'd be okay while the rest of the world is starving. And you could roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k right now into a precious metals IRA, and you could do it for free, no cost. Open a precious metals retirement account, no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. For more information or to register or to just do it, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Do it, 888-8-GOLD-NOW, or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsa. Your pal, Wayne Allyn Root, will be here at the top of the hour. Chris is pushing all the buttons, making it all go down there in Dallas. I came across this, and I thought it was perfect. Perfect for what's going on in this country. And let me share it with you. If you're a liberal and you can't stand Trump and can't understand why those of us who are planning on voting for him don't understand why we are planning on doing it. Let me fill you in. We don't understand you either. You've done everything in your power to destroy this country by tearing down the police, the cities, our borders, and our history. Systematically destroying our schools, brainwashing kids, making them think that socialism is the answer to everything. You've all demonized religion and faith, glorified abortion, violence, and quote-unquote thug culture. Called us racist, ridiculed us for having the audacity of saying Merry Christmas or having a flag and celebrating the 4th of July and standing for our national anthem. You've attacked people who've chosen to wear a MAGA hat. I mean, so much for being tolerant. Why are people voting for Trump? Not because he's the most charming character on the block, I can assure you. But because we vote for policy over personality. We're sick and tired of your divisive, destructive, ignorant, and intolerant behavior. Remember, the flyover states, Middle America, the heartland of this country, voted for Donald Trump in 2016 because they felt ignored. They felt as though America had turned their back on them, as though the only thing that was important was what was going on in L.A. or New York. We're voting for Trump, everybody, because of the rest of you. The question I ask to my liberal friends out there, are you voting for Joe Biden or against Donald Trump? Because I think there's a big distinction there. If you're voting for Joe Biden, okay, you have every right to your opinion, even though it's probably flawed. But if you're voting for Joe Biden because you don't like Donald Trump, what are you voting for? Voting for somebody who clearly has no vision and no direction for this country? You're voting for somebody who is essentially an empty suit. Biden's an empty suit. He's a puppet that will be controlled like a puppet from the sidelines. So shame on you for that. I think it's a travesty that you'll vote for somebody that you don't believe in because you don't like the other person. You don't like the personality of the other person. The policies maybe you can live with, but the personality you hate. So you vote for somebody who is incapable of doing the job. What does that tell you? You're the one that is holding on to the hatred. You. Trump is the better answer for this country. Biden is a huge mistake, in my mind. And just one man's opinion. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to take a very quick break. Once again, you are listening to the USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere. We'll come right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
1 week before the election and President Trump campaigning in three battleground states on Tuesday. President Trump holding a campaign rally in Lansing, Michigan.
7 days from now, we're going to win the great state of Michigan. And we're going to win four more years in the White House. There's never been a campaign, and we had the record, you know, the record was 4 years ago, that has had more enthusiasm or bigger crest.
President Trump with stops in Wisconsin and Nebraska as well on Tuesday. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden campaigning in Georgia.
He keeps telling us, we're turning the corner, is his quote. It's as removed from reality and as offensive as when he told us the virus affects virtually nobody.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Wayne Allen Root, raw raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne, on the Root the Warrior, this segment of the show is sponsored by X3 Bar, which is a wonderful new exercise bar. You know I'm Mr. Exercise, and I've worked out an hour or two every day in my home gym basically my whole life for decades. Since I'm 15 years old, I've been working out like a maniac. That's how much I believe in exercise, and there's probably a correlation there why I've never been sick in my life in the last 25 years. I haven't had the flu. I think I've had two minor colds that lasted a day or two in 25 years. I believe in exercise. Now it turns out, though, I could have saved perhaps hundreds or thousands of hours and used those extra hours for, you know, doing business or making more money or hanging with my family, enjoying my kids, my dogs, my beautiful fiance Cindy, simply by using the brand new X3. The X3, the reason it's named that, by the way, is three times more effective than free weights. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product, and that's perfect for me because I never have worked out in a gym in my life. I've always built beautiful home gyms and worked out at home to save myself time. I don't have time to run to a gym or come back or take a shower at the gym. I just do it all at home. Boom, save time. 20 minutes here, 15 minutes there, changes your life. The X3 is portable. It's easily stored. It's used by dozens of professional athletes who use it to replace weightlifting. And the key components of the X3 are made in the USA. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. That's the letter X, the number 3, bar, B-A-R.com, x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR for Wayne Alaroot and save $75. That's x3bar, B-A-R.com, because it's three times more effective. x3bar.com, promo code WAR, save $75.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. One of our favorite guests to put on this national stage. 30-plus years of military excellence and expertise from the Heritage Foundation, Stephen Bucci. Stephen, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Lee. Good to be on the show again. Thank you for having me.
So we were talking off the air real quick, if you don't mind, just to jump into the world of politics with both feet. The 60-minute interview. Now, again, I am going to have to criticize Trump for walking out. I don't think that's a good look. But after that, after, you know, Trump was on, then they did Biden and Kamala Harris. And I can't stop the feeling of just feeling like I need a shower after Biden does his spiel, because I just don't believe a word of it. And Harris is worse.
Well, you know, again, we've talked about this before. You know, President Trump, not exactly my preferred style.
Right.
But, you know, his walkout was triggered by them saying, well, no, nobody found that you didn't collude or, you know, I mean, just, or that you were spied on. I mean, whether that woman could really, I mean, has she been living in a closet and not seen any of the, you know, the last 3 or 4 months, vice the, you know, the couple of years before that? So I can understand him getting ticked, but you're right. He probably shouldn't have walked out. But I agree with Biden and Senator Harris. They say stuff that is directly contradictory with the truth. You know, things they've said before or things that we all know, and they don't even blink. That it doesn't seem to bother them a bit. And I think we talked about, you know, back when Biden named Senator Harris to be his running mate, and Stephen Colbert, who was a very friendly interview, you know, he's definitely anti-Trump, said, well, how can you do that after all the terrible things you said about Biden, you know, during the run-up before he was the candidate? And, you know, you said he was a predator. You said he was a racist. And she says, well, you know, that's just debate. That's what you say. Well, okay, that's a pretty big, you know, admission that you're a liar and that you're not given the truth. You're going to say whatever you need to. I have a problem with politicians who do that.
Oh, so do I. Let me just go back just for a second, because you made a great point, like as far as when Leslie Stahl refused to acknowledge Trump and saying that he was spied on. I mean, Stephen, haven't we got enough information and evidence on at least that part of Trump's assertion that he was spied upon? Don't we know that for a fact now?
Yeah, we do. I mean, it's been shown that the requests for surveillance were bogus. There was way more knowledge across the board as to what was going on and why. It didn't prove that there was political animus there, but there was definitely playing by a different set of rules with him, and he was spied upon. In fact, everything he said about all that stuff has turned out to be true. So even if you hate the man, I mean, at least acknowledge the facts. And Leslie Stahl not just wouldn't admit the facts, but she attacked him because he had the timidity to bring them up. And so walking out at one point, again, a normal politician would never do that. President Trump's not a normal politician.
Right.
He says, you know, you don't want to tell the truth? I'm out of here. And, you know, I'm going to play the tapes the way I saw them, not the way you guys edited them. And boy, CBS was just livid about that. That's changing the norms and breaking tradition. Yeah, because you guys have stiffed people for decades by doing your own critical editing, and now someone's turning it around on you, and you're upset about it. Well, gee, sorry, you guys made the rules. You can't always have it your way.
Stephen Vucci from the Heritage Foundation. For the longest time, we thought, at the very least, 60 Minutes had some credibility. Has 60 Minutes now finally lost that shine as well?
I think so. And, you know, I mean, 60 Minutes, if you've ever worked in government, you know, maybe the general public thought 60 Minutes could be trusted. If you ever worked in government, I mean, the worst thing that you could hear if you were sitting in your office and you were a government official was, excuse me, sir, but 60 Minutes is here to talk to you. Because they were known for, you know, they'll go in and tape several hours worth of footage and then use a couple of minutes of it, selectively edited. They are known among public figures to not tell the truth all the time, and particularly when it comes to politics. And again, CBS majorly does not like President Trump. So, you know, yeah, they don't have any more credibility in my mind than anybody else. And, you know, I'm sure there's somebody out there going, oh, what about Fox? They do the same thing. I've never heard Fox critically edit that way. Now, Fox does tell the story from the president's side most of the time. And I watch them with that critical eye because sometimes they're going on and on. It's like, well, wait a minute. There is some problem here. Frankly, Americans shouldn't trust any news source. And I say trust, that's my radio equivalent of air quotes the way I say that.
Right.
Because it's up to you as an individual to listen to multiple sources of news that may be in contradiction to each other, evaluate each one, see who has made the best case, and then make your own decision. If you swallow the line of any news source out there, you're making a mistake, because every single one of them, regardless of where they are on a political spectrum, are telling you the story from the standpoint of their editorial position. It's up to you as a citizen to make the judgment yourself. And for goodness sake, a week before an election, everybody needs to understand that, and everybody needs to think that way before they cast their vote. And I know, you know, almost 60 million people have already done it.
Right.
But it's, you know, there's still, the rest of us are still waiting until Election Day. They need to think for themselves.
The Heritage Foundation, Stephen Vucci. You can go online, heritage.org, and take a look at some of the things that Stephen Vucci has either written or speeches that he has given. Always an honor to get him on the show talking about different things. And I think we touched on this last week, but this Hunter Biden story is still a story. Why is it then that it seems that most of the media wants to ignore it? And what kind of evidence would, let's say, a 60 Minutes or a CNN, no, CNN would never do it, but let's say we lean on a quote-unquote legitimate news outlet for them to spit this story out, what would they need? Actually, Hunter Biden to come out and publicly admit he's smoking crack with hookers?
I can't tell you that, Lee. I don't know, because, you know, it just flabbergasts me that there's this much evidence out there, hard evidence, and people are looking at it and they're going, oh, well, you know, 50 former intel guys said this could very possibly be a Russian intel operation, and none of those people are in government anymore. So none of them have any more insight into this specific case than any of the rest of us. But we're going to take their word over the word of the people who are in the offices now, which a couple of weeks ago, the Dems were all saying, oh, my God, you've got to listen to these people. You've got to listen to them. How can you not listen to them? They're the experts. But now because the experts are saying something they don't like, they're rejecting them. It's just and what really got me was at the same time, people were trying to run with the story about, you know, Trump's account in China, which, as he mentioned during the debate, was opened in 2013 when he was a private citizen and was closed in 2015 before he became a political candidate. But they ran with that immediately, that that was the mother load of all the secrets and bribes and all the other stuff. But this, where we have a piece of hardware with stuff on it and an individual saying, yes, I was part of those emails, that stuff is legit, but they reject that to the point where they won't even report about this stuff. How does that fit in anybody's logic?
His name is Stephen Bucci, and he is with the Heritage Foundation. And usually once a week, we get a chance to sit down and pick his brain on things going on around the country and around the world. He's got 30-plus years of military excellence and expertise. And personally, I am in a debt of gratitude for having him on the show, usually once a week. So, again, Stephen, I got to run. I'm completely out of time, but thank you as always. We'll catch up with you down the road. We've got to take a quick break. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
My opening little sponsorship here happens to be a local sponsorship in the state of Nevada. It's not a national one, even though we're on a nationally syndicated radio show, but they were smart enough to buy a national ad buy on my national show to reach everybody in Nevada, because this show is the only show, I believe, in the entire state of Nevada that reaches southern Nevada, meaning Las Vegas, Clark County, Henderson, all of that, and then all of northern Nevada, and then all the little towns in between Elko and Ely. They're all reached on this show, and I'm the only one that does it. And so this one is about the election, and while it's true the top of the fight card is the presidential election, the races that most directly affect our lives are the undercard, what they call the down ballot elections. If you don't think who we send to Carson City here in Nevada doesn't directly offend us, that's the capital of Nevada, consider the last legislative session. We had only one Republican vote to save us from increased taxes. We need to take back our legislature to back our president, Donald Trump. President Trump has kept his promises, and he told us in Nevada the way it is, vote up and down the ballot for people who will do just that. This message was paid for by the Washoe County Republican Party.
My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root has arrived at his personal studio in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada, and he'll be here right after the top of the hour. My name again is Lee Elsie. You can always reach out to me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Okay, so usually at least one time during my 1 hour twice a week, I kind of go outside of the world of politics and either try to bring a smile to your face or tell you about a story you may not have heard anywhere in the mainstream media. There's a couple here I got for you. So apparently climate change is actually here. And this is a story from NASA. So I actually trust NASA. So climate change is coming. However, the gloom and doom folks on the left who are going to tell you the sky is about to catch fire and we're all going to burn to death may be interested in hearing that, according to NASA's Langley Research Center, they are making the assumption and the prediction and the prognostication that, in fact, we are not going to catch fire and all burn to death. In fact, we are going to go through a much cooler stage. We're going to actually go through a mini ice age. We're going to cool down, man. It's going to get cold. I don't like the sound of that because I don't like it cold. But according to NASA, yes, a climate change of some sort is coming. However, it's not. We're going to get too hot. We're going to get too cold. Too hot, too cold. 40 years ago, I remember reading, I think it was Time magazine. It was either Time or Life, how they said, yep, we're all going to freeze to death. And then 10 years later, yep, we're all going to drown because of global warming. So it's the flavor of the month, man. It's the flavor of the month. Elon Musk says we're 4 years, just 4 years away from a starship to Mars. If you were given a chance to take a ride on a spaceship to another planet, would you? I think I would. I do. I mean, I'd be scared to death. I don't even like to fly. But wouldn't you like to see the planet, this planet, from a different perspective or walk on another, you know, another surface that's not this one? I mean, it would be so amazing. It really would. I think it would be. It'd be kind of cool. There is a new trend out there, a new wellness trend. I said the word wellness in quotation marks, so take it for what it's worth. But I guess if you start each day stressed out, try eating your breakfast in total silence. I thought about this. Now, I don't eat breakfast. Like, I got to get up early. I come to work early. I'm here every single morning before the sun comes up, so my breakfast is a giant cup of coffee. It is what it is. So I don't really have time to sit there and I guess pretend I'm having a fun-filled breakfast in silence. But I couldn't stop thinking that this just reminds me of 80% of the marriages across the country just sitting there in total silence eating breakfast as the clanking of the dishes against the forks and nothing else. That's married life, baby. The first candy produced by a machine was Necco wafers. A guy named Oliver Chase gets the credit for the Necco wafer. I mean, listen, if I'm going to go candy, I'm going for something, you know, much more juicy, I guess, than a Necco wafer. Nothing against a Necco wafer, but if I'm going to go all the way out to the world of candy, I mean, give me something that I can stick my teeth into. Speaking of food, you might not like this one. Anytime your food has Carmen cochineal extract or natural red 4 in its ingredients, it means the color comes from crushed up bugs. I will now be looking at every label when I get home, and if it's got those horrifying ingredients on it, I am throwing it immediately into the garbage. Immediately. What was the moment you realized you were old? There's a bunch of people who responded to this question on Twitter. I thought this was kind of funny. One guy figured out he was old when he fell down at work and no one laughed. Instead, they rushed over making sure he was okay. One guy says, I found myself grunting and groaning to bend over to tie my shoes. I knew I was old. And I think this one's for me. Instead of growing facial hair to look older, because I had the worst, worst mustache that looked like chocolate milk stain on my upper lip when I was growing up. I kept it for, well, way too long. But instead of growing the facial hair to make yourself look old, now you got to shave it because your facial hair is on gray. Welcome to my world. And finally, do you believe in ghosts? Since Halloween is coming up on Saturday, according to the latest numbers, only 20% of Americans say they definitely don't exist. 19% say they probably don't exist. On the other side, 20% of them say they definitely do. I mean, of course they do. Just look at the debate stage the other night. Look at the guy on the right with the blue tie, Joe Biden. He's a ghost. All right. I got to go. The great Wayne Allyn Root is next. I'll catch you guys on Thursday right here on the USA.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA.